Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
Hi, everybody. It's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And I'm wrestling with the cold and the flu, and just like everybody else, I think, about at this point. But we're going to take this hour and devote it to the late Johnny Otis. If you haven't heard, Johnny Otis died about 2 weeks ago at the age of 90. And let me tell you a couple of short things about him. John was a white guy. This is like really weird. He was one of the few exceptions, a white guy in the middle of black music. His real name was John Veliotis, and he was Greek. He was born in December of 1921, and his father was a grocer in the black community in Berkeley, California. And John, as a child growing up, got exposed to all sorts of black music. Not only jazz, but he also heard a lot of church music as well. He started playing around 1939, and a friend of his decided that he should start playing the drums, and so Johnny played drums throughout a lot of his career. And it's sort of weird because he was in California, and then he went to the Southwest with bands. He traveled and he met all sorts of names that might be familiar to you today, including Paul Quinichet. And wait a minute, let me play disc jockey and look at James Von Streeter. Okay. Also, I was trying to. There was one name in particular that stuck with me that. I don't see him here. Preston Love. That was the name I was looking for. Preston Love. And in any case, he had a real passion for the big bands, and he did his first recordings in 1945. Well, it was interesting that he desperately wanted to have a big band, but big bands, they were just impossible to finance. In this era after the war. So for a short while, he had a big band and would often record with a big band, but then, like everybody else, he had to face reality and he pared down to R&B combos. What do you say, though, for these first couple of sets, we're going to listen to sides during the era when Johnny had the big band. This first session took place September 1945. It wound up in the vaults of the Savoy label, and also he was good friends with Count Basie. You know, he just idolized Count Basie, and so we're going to hear a couple of sides here where Jimmy Rushing, Basie's former vocalist, is on hand to help Johnny out with a couple of sides here. This is a session, September 1945. This first one actually was a very big hit for them. It's their version of Harlem Nocturne.
Ah! clock struck four. She said, baby, don't you stop. It's like Maxwell House coffee, good to the last drop. Let them roll. Let them roll just one more time. I'm so glad I'm living. Baby, I'm so glad you're
All right, there's our first set in the Johnny Otis tribute from September of 1945, and what we heard was a great version, classic version of Harlem Nocturne. A couple of vocals featuring Jimmy Rushing with Johnny Otis Big Band, My Baby's Business and Round the Clock, and then an instrumental called Preston Love's Mansion, devoted to the horn player there. It's interesting, these early bands, they were big, big bands. They had 17 pieces. That was amazing. We're about to listen to another, I think we got six sides here, by Johnny Otis and the big band, and these were all done in February of 1946. Johnny Otis and his big band. All right, there's the end of our second set. Let's see, we had six sides there. We had four sides in the set before that. Interesting thing, all 10 sides were recorded for the Excelsior label out on the West Coast. In that set, we listened to, starting from the top, Omaha Flash, then Jeff High Stomp, a thing called Miss Mitchell, a trumpet piece called Ultraviolet, and finally a two-parter called Sergeant Barksdale Parts 1 and 2. And everything in that second set was recorded in February of 1946. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we're doing a tribute, sort of an obit tribute to the late Johnny Otis, who died at the age of 90 a couple of weeks ago.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
We're back on Blues Before Sunrise with our Johnny Otis tribute. Among the artists that Johnny Otis promoted, one of them was Little Esther Phillips. I remember several years ago we did a program. Wasn't so much on Johnny Otis as it was on all the different vocalists that he had in the band, and there was over an hour's worth. But I think probably the most popular, the most well-known among all of them was Little Esther, who started with Johnny Otis and left and had a career on her own for many, many years. But let's take some time to listen to sides, a handful of sides, by Little Esther, accompanied by Johnny Otis, produced by Johnny Otis.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Johnny Otis. In behalf of Little Esther, Mel Walker, and myself, we want to thank all of you for making us the number one blues and rhythm team in America. We also want to thank the disc jockeys who have made this possible by playing our records for you. In appreciation, we have just recorded a special Christmas blues. Listen, will you? But first, Esther and Mel, let's wish everyone...
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And a happy new year.
Been looking for you, Daddy. I just found you in time. You hit some other woman and you swore that you were mine. What's the matter, Daddy? Don't my kisses satisfy? If I don't thrill you, baby, goodness knows what I've tried. Folks say that you've been cheating, and how I see it's true. While I can't quit you, baby, 'cause I'm so in love with you. What's the matter, Daddy? If you would only tell me why. If I don't thrill you, baby, goodness knows all I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What makes your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave. And there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try.
You should be out in the forest fighting a big old grizzly bear.
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Here we are in this room. There ought to be a preacher here pretty soon.
Where's that preacher? Has he lost his mind? He ain't never here on time.
We're gonna get hitched today, everybody. Gonna tie the knot today.
Don't worry about a thing. I've got the ring and we're gonna get hitched today.
Well, I'm the preacher and I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a little nip with Sister Kate. I want you children to fall right in, 'cause this year wedding is about to begin.
Now I'm the groom, don't start no stuff. I've been waiting here long enough.
Then get out the ring, it's plain to see that I want a he-man to marry me.
To marry you, to marry you.
To heck yes, to marry me.
Fuss and fight for the rest of your life.
I do, I do, I do, Reb, I do.
Do you take this fella for better or worse till the man comes and take you away in a hurry?
I do.
Yeah? Well, you better take it till time to get better, 'cause you can't do no worse.
I knew we should have got another preacher. This cat's a jerk.
Well, brothers and sisters, let's gather. I now pronounce you man and wife, and I hope you live for the rest of your life. 2 times 12 is 24. Have a house full of kids and don't have no more.
Thank you, Reb, for tying the knot.
We sure appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's all over now. Put your heart at ease, and that'll be... $5, please.
Well, it ain't, taint, taint what you say, it's what you do. Say it's what you do. I know you mean what you say when you do what you say you'll do. You say you love me forever, but I do know it's true. I'll never know it unless you show it, prove that you really do. Well, it taint, taint, taint what you say is what you do. I said it taint, taint, taint what you say is what you do. I know you mean what you say when you do what you say you'll do. what you say, it's what you do. I say it, it taint, taint, taint what you say, it's what you do. I know you'll mean what you say when you do what you say you'll do.
It seems to me we played this one just a couple of weeks ago. I think the Otis estate is going to be astounded by all the money that comes pouring in from our two plays. That was a set of sides that featured Little Esther along with Johnny Otis in the orchestra, and these all wound up in the vaults of the Savoy label. We had an introduction for their Christmas record. It was Johnny Otis, Little Esther, and I think Mel Walker was there. Ironically, that was recorded in June of 1950, so it would be ready for production in time around Christmas. Then we listened to Esther singing Double Crossing Blues, December 1949. We heard The Wedding Boogie. It was Mel Walker, Little Esther, and Preacher Lee Graves as the preacher, as a matter of fact. We also heard "Tain't What You Say, It's What You Do" from May 1956. And then the one we just heard, "If It's News to You, Baby," from May of 1956 as well. We're listening to Sides by Johnny Otis, who passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 90. And again, if you're just now joining us, he was born John Veliotis. He was Greek. He was white. And he was in the middle of all this black music. His father was a grocer in the black community in Berkeley, California. And Johnny started playing around 1939 and was with various, he loved the big bands, particularly the black big bands. He heard a lot of black music as a child, and he started his own big band. We listened to a lot of those sides earlier in the program. And later on, he also had a hit, sort of catching on with the rock and roll crowd. If you'll recall, back in 1958, he had a hit called "Willie and the Hand Jive." And when he first started playing drums, the first thing they teach you to play is the ham bone, or shave and a haircut. And basically it's bumped, 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 bump, bump. And they use that beat as the basis for "Willie and the Hand Jive." Let's check it out.
He got a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing that hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief, now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat when he did that hand jive with his feet. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see, doing the hand jive on TV. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey,
oh yeah!
All right, Johnny Otis and his rock and roll show there, recorded for the Capitol label. That was Marie Adams on the vocal, 1957. All I Want Is Your Love. Before that, Willie and the Hand Jive from 1958. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our little tribute to Johnny Otis. Of course, we continue to play his records on a regular basis, you know, over the months, over the years. And but it was fun to set aside an hour and just pack it full of things by Johnny Otis. We're going to be listening to Sides by Etta James, who also passed away about a week ago. And that should be some fun as well. To take us on out of the hour, we're going to listen to a little doo-wop group, the Robins, that were associated with Johnny Otis. This goes back to December of 1949, and it's called Rain in My Eyes.
The young man is crying. We wonder why. I'm not crying. I'm not to blame if little raindrops fall. It was raining. She said goodbye. Got in my eye. Since you went away, every day, the rainy day, finders keepers, some lucky someone new, now I've learned their blues, the weepers.
Though he's lost her, someone's found her.
And that's the way it goes. But I'm not crying. What good would it do? What good would it do when I think of you? There.